because we were about two big dry goods stores there, and so I lived out in the country where I showed you, but the house is gone. I showed you the picture of the house and all. Well, we lived out there, and after Mr. passed away, he had one son and living. He had one son dead and one son living. And the son lived on the farm, and I would go and come back and forth. I lived on the farm too. And my daughter-in-law, she said, "Oh, Charles, I am so scared about your mother." I had a phone. She said she lives away out there, 2 miles from a neighbor, because I lived on one end of the farm, the son lived on the other. And supposing something would happen to you, supposing someone was to come up. And our doors, we didn't think about, you know, these old-timey locks where you push them in?
Yes, ma'am.
Why, you didn't think, and some of them wouldn't push in, and we put these little old fancy buttons on there, because it was old, old house. But we'd painted over it, and it looked nice and all. And she said, "I just wear myself to death. I think about your mother living out there all by herself." And she said, "What would she do if somebody was to come up at night?" He said, "You know what mother do? She just go to the door and start talking to him." And she said, "Oh, would she?" And she said, "Yes, yeah, she gets that old shotgun down there by her bed." And said, "I had a little old dog. Little old bitty dog. She was 14 years old. She'd lay right in front of that door that went into my front bedroom. And if anybody come up, she would knock. She would bark, bark, bark." My son said, "Don't be afraid of my..." Said, "Aren't you worried?" He said, "No, I'm not worried about mother." Said, "Mother's not scared of the devil." Said, "If he'd come up, she'd start talking to him." I thought that was the funniest thing. Because, see, all my life, after I lost my husband, we moved back to my daddy's big farm, and that's where the porch went around, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And when mother and daddy'd go over the weekend to see somebody, I'd stay there with the kids. And we'd sleep. Well, we didn't think nothing about sleeping out on the porch. We didn't have air conditions and things like that. We had these old-timey iron beds. We'd put them on the porch with the mattresses and pillows and make them up. Go out there and sleep at night. It's so cool and nice. But when I was gone, the kids were afraid because mother'd tell them ghost stories. So my son said, "Oh, don't worry about mother. If the devil come up, she'd start talking to him."
I guess that's a pretty good way to be. Let me get the door for you.
Oh, I get it.
That's okay.
I got it. Well, if I don't see you, I'll be talking to you.
You.
I
enjoyed it.
Okay, well, good luck.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.